This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Go hang. That's Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's message to Western critics. His spokesman said it at an African Union summit in Egypt, adding that Mugabe will not step down. Several countries have condemned his runoff victory as a sham. The U.S. wants tougher financial and travel sanctions against Mugabe's party. It's a scorching, smoky mess as fires rage in Northern California. When the smoke clears up, though, firefighters can get air support. Lorraine Dechter of member station KCHO in Chico has more.
Firefighters in Northern California have been waiting for the smoke to rise in order to launch an all-out aerial attack on the fire-stricken landscape. The largest water bomber in the world, a Martin Mars aircraft from Vancouver, Canada, sat on Shasta Lake for 2 days waiting for the skies to clear enough so they could start making 7,000-gallon water drops in remote areas. Public Information Officer David Akers says air support is helping to make progress.
I saw for the first time since I've been here, I saw a helicopter flying today with a bucket on it, so I know they have been doing some work.
Many of the fires are barely contained and others remain untended. Priorities are those near homes and power lines.
Lorraine Dechter of member station KCHO with that story. Chrysler will close one plant entirely and slash production at another. The factories make minivans and large pickups. The moves will hit 2,400 workers in Missouri, but things could stabilize after that.
It seems unlikely that we're going to see more cuts at this point, unless, of course, the market gets a whole lot worse.
That's auto analyst John McElroy. Through May, Chrysler's total sales were off nearly 20%, with bigger drops in large vehicles. From the car industry to the beer business, where deals and takeovers are the trend, two of the largest brewers kick off a joint venture today. Miller and Molson Coors will control nearly a third of the U.S. beer market. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
The combined company will be called Miller Coors. The firm says it will have annual revenues of $7 billion and a U.S. market share second only to Anheuser-Busch, which brews Budweiser. Miller's spokesperson Julian Green says Miller Coors will be better able to challenge the St. Louis firm, even if Anheuser-Busch is taken over by Belgian brewer InBev.
We're built to win, so we see no effects, no distraction coming as a result of whatever happens in St. Louis. We're going to be focused on selling more beer for more money.
Green says MillerCoors will try to cut $500 million in expenses. The firm says the savings will come in transportation costs by producing Coors Light at more breweries and by cutting the workforce of 9,800 people.
Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reporting. As for that Anheuser-Busch takeover Chuck talked about, the American brewer doesn't want it to happen, but the Belgian company InBev that covets it isn't letting up. InBev's CEO told Anheuser-Busch shareholders to challenge the company to accept its $46 billion bid. Anheuser brews Budweiser, InBev makes Stella Artois and Beck's. That is your news. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.